Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass, making sure everything comes out very nicely on this Thursday afternoon, October the 30th, 2014. We are live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear any of our programs through our podcasts. And we make those available for you on our website. You can listen anywhere in the world 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. We'll get things going with Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall. She'll have information for us about the formation of a special team to investigate possible wrongful convictions. About 20 minutes past the hour, we'll answer your health and nutrition questions. Jack Chalom is going to be with us. Mr. Chalom is the nutrition reporter. Then we close out the show with Jeff Notkin. Jeff is the host of the award-winning Science Channel series, Meteor Men. Mr. Notkin is an internationally recognized authority on meteorites. Buckmaster Show live line number for you is 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Well, the Pima County Attorney's Office has formed a special team to investigate possible wrongful convictions. It is a proactive acknowledgement of the growing list of criminal convictions nationwide that have been overturned due to new technology or new evidence being found. Let's join now Barbara LaWall, Pima County Attorney, on the Buckmaster Show live line. Barbara, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well, Bill. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Let's talk a little bit about this new unit that will be headed up by veteran Deputy Pima County Attorney Rick Unclesbay. It will be called the Conviction Integrity Unit. How did all of this come about, Barbara?
Well, it came about through primarily an awareness that I've had about prosecutors across the nation establishing units like this. There probably are about 19 or 20 prosecutors' offices in major cities that have done this, and as a result, one of the things that they've uncovered is a number of wrongful convictions that have occurred in their jurisdictions. Now, some of the units were established because a prosecutor realized that something had gone awry. For instance, I believe it was in Oklahoma where a crime lab technician faked lab results because he just felt there was too much work, so he just faked them. And that got that DA started. We don't have those issues here, thankfully, we have any awareness of. But I thought, you know, prosecutors should be leading the charge to ensure that the public has confidence that the convictions that we get are of the guilty and not of the innocent. And, of course, as prosecutors, we only want to convict the guilty. We don't want to convict innocent people. We don't want to leave someone who's guilty out there on the street and put somebody who's innocent behind bars.
So I was just going to say, just to put this in perspective, this group, the National Registry of Exonerations, which is operated by the University of Michigan Law School and Northwestern University Law School, they have found in Arizona 15 defendants have been exonerated since 1989. Were any of those Pima County related, Barbara LaWall?
I think three of them may have been, but we at one point in time went through all of those and looked at them, and most of them were not true exonerations. An exoneration, to me, as a prosecutor, means somebody is truly innocent. And some of those that they cite there were people who had their cases overturned because of issues at trial, perhaps even prosecutorial misconduct or something, but that did not mean that the defendant, him or herself, was actually proven to be innocent.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little problem with the way in which they've labeled all of their exonerations. But nevertheless, we had probably one of the most prominent ones in the United States right here in Pima County, and that was Larry Youngblood. And he had been convicted, this was in the late 80s, he had been convicted of a sexual assault on a child and sentenced to prison and served about 15 years in prison when the Arizona law changed allowing anyone in prison or anyone who was convicted to seek a DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
When he was convicted, DNA wasn't possible. It just didn't exist as a technology. And after we tested the DNA, it turned out that it was not him, and it was somebody who was serving time in prison in Texas for a similar offense.
Hmm. Barbara LaWall with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Let's go to the live line. We have a couple of callers who'd like to ask questions. Jim is up, our friend Jim Kelly, longtime Buckmaster Show listener. Go ahead, Jim. You're with Barbara LaWall.
Hi, Jim.
Thank you. Hi, Barbara. It's very good to talk to you again. Barbara, my concern is that we're spending a lot of money to go back and look at cases when we have a 1 in 30-year misprosecution. And in reality, some of our more pressing needs are doing best practices with regards to over-prosecution. I mean, we have more over-prosecution than we do have misprosecution, in my opinion. Why are we spending the money on a 1 in 30-year issue when we're dealing with daily issues like over-prosecution?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by over-prosecution, because about 50% of the cases brought into my office by law enforcement are not filed, so I don't have a clue what over-prosecution means. But let me address that. We're not spending a lot of money, although I have Rick Unclesbay, who's a, as Bill said, a veteran prosecutor, one of my leading prosecutors assigned. We're not going back and looking through cases. We are seeking cases that are brought to us by defense attorneys saying, you need to take a look at this. And it's really important. If there is some kind of technology or some evidence out there of any kind that shows that we have put the wrong person in prison, it's absolutely critical that we correct that. We do not want to be prosecuting the wrong people. We announced this, at the beginning of October. It's been 30 days. Mm-hmm. And we have had some inquiries, but we have not had anyone come to us and say, this person's absolutely innocent, and what you need to do is retest the stuff that wasn't tested, or you need to investigate this again. We haven't had that. So I don't anticipate that we're going to be doing like hundreds of cases, but it's really important that we have integrity. We have ethical obligations to the public to make sure that the people that we convict are actually guilty of the crimes we accuse them of.
What about the guard, so-called guard, guarding the hen house that the new unit is investigating cases of people its office previously tried? I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, what I say to that is we're bound by ethics and have integrity in this office.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by just the establishment of this particular unit, I think we're telling the public we have an obligation and a commitment to ascertain whether or not somebody has been wrongly convicted. So we're not going to sweep it under the rug. And most of the time, what is going to happen in most of the cases around the country that have been wrongful convictions and exonerations have been because DNA has shown that somebody that was convicted some time ago did not commit the crime. So let's run the DNA, and my office isn't doing that. That's being done by the crime lab.
Okay, Barbara LaWall with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Jerry is on the live line, and this is a little bit off topic, but it is the campaign season, and Jerry's got a campaign question. Go ahead, Jerry. Well, Jerry, are you there?
You barely.
Go ahead. Speak loudly, please.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
I attended a Board of Supervisor meeting last fall where there was a 4-1 vote to give to the Tucson Leadership Gala $5,000 honoring you. So do you think this is legal and ethical use of taxpayer dollars honoring elected officials?
Well, it was an agendized item, and the board voted on it, so it is a legal expenditure.
Okay. Barbara, how can people have one of these cases to have a conviction evaluated? What will be the procedure? You say that there's been so far very few, if any, have come forward. But if someone would like to look into this, what is the procedure?
So we've got it on our website, and it was posted in our press release. But what, in order for us to carry out a review, there's a couple of prerequisites. First, the conviction has to have been right here in Pima County, can't be in another jurisdiction. And there must be a claim of actual innocence. We're not going to review non-innocent related claims, such as procedural errors at trial. There is a process for doing that called post-conviction relief. So if a person wishes to have a conviction evaluated, they have to notify us in writing, and that can be an email to Rick Unclesbay. They have to tell us the defendant's name and the case number so that we have something to look up. And what do they believe is the evidence of innocence? And then give us some information on how we would be able to look further into that evidence. I mean, is it evidence that the defendant was not present in Pima County when the crime occurred? Well, how do we go about investigating that? Tell us. If he was in Missouri, let us know that, that kind of thing. All of this information can be brought to the attention of Deputy County Attorney Rick Unclesbay, and he can be reached at my office and put the conviction integrity in the subject line, and we'll take care of it, and we'll be in touch with you.
You said around the country this is being, there were, did you say a couple of dozen of these units?
Yes. Boy, Dallas, Baltimore, Chicago, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Portland just started one this week. So it's become more and more prevalent throughout the country.
So as far as you know, Phoenix doesn't have one. Will we be the first in the country, in Arizona to have this?
We're the first in Arizona.
Okay. And again, Barbara LaWall, if people have information that would like to follow up on this, just contact the Pima County Attorney's Office and let them know it has to do with in the headline wrongful convictions. Barbara LaWall, thank you very much for being with us.
You're very welcome, Bill. Nice talking to you again.
Nice to talk with you. Barbara LaWall, Pima County Attorney on The Buckmaster Show. As we push now toward 12:17 on this Thursday afternoon, coming up tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, our guest will be Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll will be here in studio with us. But coming up next, talking about nutrition and your health questions, please call us at 790-2040. Jack Challum will be joining me in studio. We will be right back.
Or fire damage to your home?
Floods and fires can attract termites to the home and destroy pest prevention measures. Five Star Termite and Pest Control has a comprehensive treatment plan to protect your refurbished home. Five Star treats the building materials of the home not once, but twice. You can have Five Star's most thorough treatment protecting your home, and your homeowner's insurance covers it.
So before your restoration begins, call Five Star Termite and Pest Control, 886-0045.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Well, 22 on this Thursday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show. Hey, a big shout out to one of the charter Buckmaster Show sponsors, Viro Amore Pizza. I noticed in the Caliente section of the Star today, they have that pizza showdown going on. And Viro Amore now is in the final 8 of the top pizza places in town. So you might want to not only go by Viro Amore and give them their support, but then vote for them in the pizza challenge that's running in the Arizona Daily Star in Caliente. And coming up a little bit later in the program, we're going to talk to a man that's been called one of the rock stars of science. Jeff Notkin will be with us. He's the host of the Science Channel's award-winning adventure series, Meteorite Men. But joining me right now in studio, Jack Chalom, personal nutrition coach to many and one of America's most trusted nutrition and health writers. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor, one of 24 folks who regularly appear on this program. He is our nutrition contributor. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition. He's the best-selling author. He has more than 20 books, including the best-selling Inflammation Syndrome, and his latest book is called No More Fatigue. And Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's nice to be back on the show, back in Tucson.
Yeah, after your big, I was fatigue. You didn't get much fatigue after our jet lag after your trip to Japan. You're just back from Japan. I know you love Japan. Were you doing any lectures over there?
Yeah, I had one day of lectures to Japanese physicians, dentists, nutritionists, medical students. It's my third time over in 18 months. It's starting to feel like a second home. Really love Tokyo, Kyoto. The people, the food, everything is wonderful there.
And your Facebook page was filled with some of the outstanding photography. That's one of your other passions beside health and nutrition. You're an outstanding photographer, and you took some beautiful pictures. I think you were in Kyoto.
Kyoto, yeah.
And took some nice.
Yeah, I was there last year, decided to spend a little more time there this year. So kind of a nice arrangement, one day of work and about 10 or 11 days of vacation.
That's the way it should be. 790-2040, 790-2040. If anyone has any nutrition or health questions, Jack would be happy to answer them. Ed put up on my screen here in the studio about your book, No More Fatigue, which is kind of the subtitle, Why You're So Tired and What You Can Do About It. I think when people, you hear it all the time, people say, I'm just tired all the time. And I wonder how much of that is stress, or I guess diet would play a huge role too in that.
It does. And one of my lectures in Japan was really about fatigue and was largely based on the book and a little bit of newer research. And I think stress is really the trigger for why we're tired, and the stress triggers a whole cascade of changes. One of them is our eating habits go out the window. We start eating more junk food that affects our blood sugar, and when our blood sugar is really bopping around, we're going to have these extreme periods of fatigue. And one of the solutions is eating a little more protein, fewer carbohydrates and sugars. A brand new study found that people who drink diet drinks, not just sugary drinks, but diet drinks, it affects their blood sugar pretty much the way the sugary drinks do.
Many people, Jack, try to get through the day, as you know, by drinking copious amounts of caffeine, and then going with the caffeine, they eat the very sugar-rich foods, and then they complain that they're still tired.
Yeah, and one of the clues about coffee consumption is if a person's drinking 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day, or, hate to say this, 2 or more Starbucks, because they are so potent in terms of caffeine. To me, that's a red flag for possible adrenal exhaustion.
Wow.
And adrenal exhaustion goes back to stress, unless it's a congenital issue dealing with the adrenal glands.
So Starbucks really beefs up the caffeine.
Oh, yeah. More than any other beverage on the market. You get their grande size coffee, 330 milligrams of caffeine.
Wow.
That's the equivalent of about 12 or 15 cans of Coke or Pepsi.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. 790-2040, 790-2040 for questions or comments for Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. And one thing Jack does, and that's probably his main what keeps him busy the most in this area of health and nutrition, is his monthly edition of the Nutrition Reporter. The current issue, the coming out in November, is if you're looking to improve your blood sugar levels, this fits right in with what we've been talking about in about fatigue, you might want to consider vitamin D and calcium supplements.
Yeah, this is interesting because most of us think in terms of bone health when we talk about vitamin D and calcium. But there are 3 new studies that confirm at least a dozen earlier studies showing that the combination of vitamin D and calcium supplements does improve blood sugar and insulin levels. And, you know, when you're looking at this whole spectrum of blood sugar disorders, measuring insulin is every bit as important as measuring blood sugar. One of the studies looked at children and teens with type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And the first thing the researchers found was that 3/4 of the kids with type 2 diabetes were deficient in vitamin D. 1/3 of those with type 1 diabetes were deficient in vitamin D. And so what the researchers did was start supplementing the kids. And this work was done at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. And the kids with type 2 diabetes, their blood sugar on average dropped about, dropped mm-hmm. and improved about 12% after taking vitamin D. The kids with type 1 diabetes didn't have an improvement in blood sugar, but they did have an improvement in liver enzymes. And the liver is very important in terms of regulating blood sugar. So that was a major benefit. There's other research showing that 3 of every 4 Americans is deficient in vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a major public health issue that really does not get enough attention.
Let's see if we can squeeze in Ingrid here before the break, and then we'll take our break with Jack Chalaman. He'll be back. He's going to stick around for a second segment. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Okay, a question about acids. People are frequently told not to have acidic foods for various medical reasons. And when you look at a vitamin, the labels on multiple vitamins, it talks about ascorbic acid, folic acid. Where was this other one? There's another acid here someplace. Do these act as acids in your stomach and in your digestive system?
That's a very good question.
Folic acid, here it is.
Yeah, good question. As acids, these are in extremely tiny amounts, and they are very weak acids. And ascorbic acid, which is the scientific name for vitamin C, very, very weak. It's really bound up with other atoms, so to speak.
But could upset your stomach if you take too much.
If you take too much.
Yeah.
And there are non-acidic forms of vitamin C on the market. I don't think you find them in multis, but you can buy them as standalone supplements. And they're sometimes referred to as buffered vitamin C.
All right, Thank you, Ingrid. Let's take the break here, and then Jack's going to stick around for a little bit. Then we'll have the Meteor Man on, all on a Thursday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us they get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a great weekend escape this would be by heading over to the Gila National Wilderness, the autumn leaves at their peak. This weekend, I saw something that was posted from my friends in Silver City showing all of the brilliant yellow aspen trees looking so good over there. Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter who is slash photographer, knows New Mexico well. That you know what I'm talking about. Autumn in New Mexico.
Oh, absolutely. Very pretty. Beautiful. You know, Arizona and New Mexico should be one state.
Well, they almost were in 1864 or something. They separated and each became a territory. But anyway, for more information about great places to stay like Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort, Georgetown Cabins, and Gila Hot Springs Ranch, go to their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Jack Challum is with us. He is the nutrition reporter, and he also is an award-winning photographer. In fact, one of his photos is used on the Nikon calendar. What month is it? October?
It was September.
September is in what was the image?
White Sands, New Mexico.
Well, speaking of. Yeah. So that's pretty cool because that is their main flagship calendar, the Nikon calendar.
Yeah, and it's published around the world.
Yep, and you were lucky enough and fortunate enough to have one of your images there. Getting back to the, and by the way, 790-2040, we can, Jack is more than willing to answer any kind of nutrition questions. When we were talking before the break, we're talking about vitamin D, and we continue to see all of these reports that vitamin D, people are deficient in it in many areas of the world where they perhaps don't get as much sunlight. Scandinavian areas, for one, people just don't really, they need to take a supplement.
Yeah, they do. And there was an interesting study that was actually based in Finland. which has a history of the highest rate of diabetes, type 1 diabetes in the world. And people have long thought there might be some relationship between that and low vitamin D levels, since they don't get a lot of sunlight there. So in 2003, they started to fortify their milk with vitamin D. And what happened was, and this was a study of almost 400 children with 5,000 vitamin D tests over a 12-year period, 3 years after they started fortifying milk with vitamin D, the level of type 1 diabetes plateaued, stopped getting higher and higher. And, you know, some people could say, well, it might be coincidence. The study was pretty good. And I think the researchers were correct in saying this is related to the improvement in vitamin D consumption.
And how much vitamin D did you say was involved in that particular study?
You know, interestingly enough, not a lot, because, you know, like in this state, milk is fortified with vitamin D, but it's a relatively small amount. But vitamin D helps regulate the immune system. And it, as one of the vitamin D experts in this country once said, vitamin D helps the immune system work smarter.
Had a question from a caller who did not want to go on the air, but it's an interesting question about rice and Japanese soldiers during World War II. They would they were notorious for the long marches in some of their conquests. And the caller wonders, where did they get the stamina on a diet of pretty much just rice? I mean, where was the protein and all that?
Well, it's interesting. That reminds me of a question someone once asked Dr. Robert Atkins, who I knew years and years ago. And it was about, well, you know, here are Asians consuming all this rice, and most of them are so thin. They're more physically active.
Oh.
And rice, you know, it's a, you know, if you're exercising intensely, it's a good carbohydrate. Fewer people are allergic to it compared with wheat. That kind of carbohydrate provides a lot of good energy when you're very active physically.
And you're just back from Japan. I mean, still, rice is still a very much...
Oh, yeah. It's a staple.
Staple of the diet with a little bit of fish or meat, right? A
yeah. Protein. And my typical breakfast, the rice bowl restaurants, they are very different. And my typical breakfast would be a rice bowl with shaved beef and some veggies, sometimes an egg on top, sometimes a little cup of soup with it. It's still very much a staple food.
All right, we're talking about vitamin D, and you were also saying in the current issue of the Nutrition Reporter about vitamin D for breast cancer survival, maintaining high blood levels of vitamin D associated with about a 40% lower risk of death from breast cancer, according to an analysis that was done in South Korea.
Yeah, and again, this study is consistent with earlier research. There are scores of studies showing that if you maintain optimal, i.e. high vitamin D levels, either by spending time in the sun or taking supplements, your risk of not just breast cancer, but just about every type of cancer decreases. Again, it's a substance that helps the immune system do its job and scavenge cancer cells. And it also plays a role in survival. And this 40% lower risk of death from breast cancer was related to women who had high levels of the vitamin.
So you might want to ask your doctor when you have a blood workup to check for the vitamin D, because they do not routinely do that. I had it done a year or so ago, and sure enough, I was deficient in vitamin D and started taking the supplements. Then the last blood picture came back that it was finally up in the normal area.
Yeah, and the ideal range is actually about 45 to 60 on the vitamin D.
I was at 50, so I guess I got it back. Let's go back to the Buckmaster Show live line. I think we got a final question. This is from Clarence about Jack's books. Go ahead, Clarence.
Yes, my question is, how do I find one of Jack's books, especially the most recent book? Secondly, I have a question. Do you have you dealt specifically with a diet for Crohn's disease?
Well, one of my best-selling books is called The Inflammation Syndrome. I cover GI issues a little bit in that book. Very simply, you know, wheat and dairy tend to be triggers. Fish oils tend to be very helpful. Excerpts of that book and my other books is at my website, nutritionreporter.com.
Oh, good.
Okay, great, Clarence. Thank you. And Jack, most of your books are still in print.
Yes, they are. They're still selling. I'm probably getting more royalties on the inflammation syndrome than any of the other books. And, mm-hmm. and the second edition, which was published in 2010, I think is much better than the original one when I was just really kind of like breaking through.
Yeah, there you go. That was your breakthrough book. All right. Jack Chalom, the Nutrition Reporter. Again, your website, Jack?
NutritionReporter.com.
All right. The Meteorite Man is next on the Buckmaster Show. Jack Chalom, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
Don Pooley.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Bill Harlow.
Great to see you.
Doug Martin.
I thought I just saw you.
Diana Cannon.
Thanks for coming.
David Sluth.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Fina.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Jeff Notkin is with us, host of the Science Channel's award-winning adventure series, Meteorite Men, which ran for 3 years and is still showing quite prominently on Science Channel. And Jeff was recently the winner of two regional Emmy Awards for his work with the locally produced educational program, The STEM Journals. The show is filmed almost entirely here in Arizona and covers a range of science and technology topics such as alternative energy, archaeology, and biomechanics. Jeff, good to see you.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to see you, too.
That was a nice piece that Gerald Gay had today about you in the Arizona Daily Star in the Caliente section.
Indeed. I really enjoy chatting with him. I discovered that we have a lot of interests in common.
Well, you certainly love science fiction. You travel, really, probably go around the world checking out science fiction shows. We've got a good one here in Tucson called TucsCon.
Did I get that right?
Yeah. 41st annual show coming up this weekend.
Isn't that something? 41 years. It's quite unusual in sci-fi fandom to have something with such longevity. And I think the reason for that is it's such a friendly local show. And we know Tucson's a friendly town anyway. But when you get sci-fi fans together in Tucson, it's very colorful.
Why are you so passionate about science fiction, Jeff?
It's been a lifelong interest of mine. I grew up in the UK, as you know. And when I was a young lad, Doctor Who and Star Trek were both starting out. So I grew up with two of what I consider to be the greatest sci-fi shows. And my dad was an avid reader. And as a young boy, I used to sneak into his study and take science fiction novels, some of which he felt I was too young to be reading. And so I think it may have skewed my view of life a bit by reading some of these complex novels by Philip Dick and Heinlein and so forth when I was 6 or 7 years old. It could explain my later behavior.
You're going to be appearing twice at this weekend's events. Is that correct? Give us
Indeed.
A little rundown on that if folks would like to come out and hear you.
With pleasure. This coming Saturday, I am doing a presentation at 4 o'clock, and it's just called An Hour with Jeff Notkin, and I'll be talking about my work in meteorite recovery, science fiction, film, television. And on the Sunday, we have a panel at 2 o'clock, which is about science and movie making, and we've got some wonderful guests. Susie Corbell is a writer, director, producer from New Mexico who's made the trip out specially to appear. And Eric Schumacher, who's a very well-known local filmmaker and scenester here
very
in Tucson.
Very talented guy,
indeed,
a friend of ours, Eric, yeah.
quite right. And Michael Candela, who is a very accomplished casting director who worked in Hollywood for many years. So we're going to share some, we're going to share our behind the scenes stories of TV and film making. I think it'll be quite entertaining.
That'd be fun. That's at Hotel Tucson City Center on downtown.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Granada and St. Mary's. And a lot of us Tucson residents know it as the in-suites.
There you go. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. I believe we have KG on the phone, and he's concerned, well, he'd like to ask you a question about hunting for meteorites, something right up Jeff's alley. Go ahead.
Hey, my son and I both hunt meteorites up at Holbrook and outside of Kingman. And I just wanted to say that, speaking of UFOs, I met two old ladies out in the desert, and they said they looked up and saw a UFO right over above them. And so I was curious. I asked them how they knew it was a UFO. And he said it had UFO written right on the bottom of it.
That's excellent.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, now, I wonder if the UFO is responsible for dropping the meteorites up there. They're all aliens, right?
Yeah.
And I know the sites you're talking about. I've hunted at Holbrook myself many times, and I assume you've been out to Gold Basin if you're outside of Kingman, famous site. Have you done well up there?
We probably found a half a dozen up there.
Well done.
At Holbrook, we've probably found 60 or 70 of them.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
So, thanks, KG. Jeff, when did you get into meteorites, and was there one particular discovery that kind of triggered that I got to do more of this?
Yes and yes. It's much like science fiction. It's been a lifelong fascination for me. I first saw meteorites in real life at the Geological Museum in London, which I visited many times as a kid, thanks to my very supportive and long-suffering mother, who never minded taking me up to the museums and see my favorite films over and over again. So there was an interest, a recurring interest since I was a kid. And I think there's a parallel between meteorites and science fiction and space flight.
It all segues together, doesn't
Indeed.
It?
Indeed.
Yeah. What is considered probably the most fertile ground that you have been? We were talking about northern Arizona. What is considered kind of the Super Bowl of meteorite areas?
That's a really interesting topic. And in order to answer that, I should say we believe, as specialists in this field, that meteorites fall randomly over the entire surface of the Earth. They're not attracted to the poles or the equators or anything like that. So you could conceivably find a meteorite anywhere, but we are drawn to sites that have very old surfaces where meteorites could accumulate for thousands or perhaps even millions of years in some cases.
Australia,
the outback is an excellent site.
Africa.
Yes, Northwest Africa, also excellent. Antarctica. And we've done very well in Chile, in the Atacama Desert in Chile, which has one of the oldest undisturbed surfaces anywhere in the world. And so these areas where many meteorites have been found are called dense collection areas. So there are some parts of the Atacama Desert that have produced amazing finds.
Jeff Notkin is with us. I want to talk a little bit about your meteorite business, which is based here in Tucson. You could be based anywhere in the world, but you've chosen Tucson.
I have. I love Tucson. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with Tucson many years ago when I started visiting because of the Gem Show.
Right.
And of course, that attracts a lot of meteorite collectors and dealers. And I grew up in the UK, and then I lived in New York City for many years. So I moved my whole operation out here 10 years ago. It was a very happy move. And we've done our little bit recently to help with the revitalization of downtown.
Tell me.
We purchased a 1920s building around Stone and Speedway and spent 3 months renovating it. And that is the new Aerolite Meteorites headquarters.
Wonderful. How do you price these meteorites? And what if somebody's interested in buying, how does it work? Can you kind of give me the bottom line?
We typically sell meteorites by weight.
Okay.
And much like any other collectible, there are a number of factors that determine value, and that, that could be rarity, because of course we humans are fascinated by anything that's rare, whether it be
one
emeralds
of a kind.
Or
one
Van Gogh paintings, right?
One of a kind.
Vintage
draws
sports
the big
cars.
Bucks, that's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there is an established range of prices for different meteorite types, and anything that has an amazing story attached to it, for example, a meteorite that hit a mailbox, or mm-hmm. there's a famous meteorite that hit a car in New York mm-hmm. State in the 1990s, they carry a premium because they have a unique story that comes with them.
All right, yeah, and you'll be at the Gem Show, I assume.
Oh, most definitely.
Let's have you back during around that period to talk some more about all this.
I would love that anytime. Just
wonderful.
Whistle.
All right. Tucson Science Fiction Convention, TUSCON, is coming up this weekend. Give us a quick rundown again. It's at the Hotel City Center, which many people remember as the Inn Suites, and you will be appearing
Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock for a presentation, and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for an exciting movie and TV panel.
What do the folks talk, the science fiction folks, when they get together? Is there some topic that keeps reoccurring at all these events?
Oh, most definitely. Yes. There are a bunch of them. Star Trek, Star Wars, ever popular. Costume, of course. Cosplay, always popular. What do you think of the latest Doctor Who? Never gets old.
All right.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Okay, Jeff Notkin, what's a good way to reach you? You're through your website?
Certainly. My personal website is jeffnotkin.com. That's GEOFFNOTKIN.com. And the commercial meteorite company is Aerolite Meteorites, and that's Aerolite, AEROLITE.org. And we're right here in Tucson.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to see you.
You too. Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Thanks, Culligan. All of our in-studio guests enjoy that nice chilled in-studio guests. And me, the host, enjoy the nice chilled bottle of Culligan. For Tucson at 4 comes up this afternoon with Mike Shaw. Then we've got 3 hours of local talk from 6 to 9 tomorrow morning. And I'll be back with you at 12:04 with Ed Alexander. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.